bound for South Australia, 18th to the 24th of September, 1836. The Duke of York set sail for South Australia in February 1836 and arrived at Kangaroo Island in July. By September, it was time for the ship to leave South Australia and head south, hunting for whales. Samuel Stephen's diary noted the ceremony of the ship's departure. "To the Duke of York I fired a salute of 15 guns in a half-minute time. She hove to receive my salute and returned 7 guns, the other ships all hoisting their ensigns to the company's flag. Her parting signal, which she hoisted when at a long distance, was, 'Peace be with you.' Light and his survey team were still exploring the coast, searching for the very best site for the new colonial capital. He was very impressed by what he saw near the present-day town of Yankalilla. 'I was enchanted with this spot. It put me in mind of some of the orchards in Devonshire, and I found it plentifully supplied with fresh water. From this valley we ascended the hills, crossed over to the sea coast, and returned to our tents, the whole distance fine soil.' The task of finding a site for the capital was becoming more pressing as more ships approached. The Africaine anchored in the port of Simon's Bay, South Africa, for several days for supplies of food and water to be replenished. Mary Thomas recorded their activities there in her diary.
'There is a small town here which consisted entirely of one street, or rather of one row of houses at the base of tremendous hills and facing the water. The whole much resembled a newly founded watering place in England. We partook of lunch as soon as we arrived, of bread and cheese and butter, with bottled ale, all of which were excellent. Never did I relish anything so much after being so long confined to ship diet, and this seemed to be the case with everyone. A sort of caravan, resembling a London omnibus, drawn by 6 horses and driven by a Malay, with a tremendously long whip, brought the captain and party from Cape Town. I heard one gentleman say that he rode in one drawn by 14 horses, but they are invariably small and would bear no comparison with those of England. We likewise saw a light wagon, to which were attached 18 bullocks.